Zweiter Akt, dritte Szene. Ältere Herren sprechen über ihr Essen, als wäre es das Wichtigste der Welt. Während ein weniger alter Herr auf der Bühne steht und kocht.
Would you like to come and cook for the Academy in Germany?
The smell is amazing. The smell is amazing.
Va bien, Agustín?
Sí.
Cualquier cosa, si están quemando, tiran toda la mierda, que se queme todo, ¿eh?
No hay problema.
I like to have a band of gypsy chefs. We call it maestranza, which is a beautiful word in Spanish. Maestranza means the people who are around you helping. It's very romantic.
Every time I open a cheese like this, I get emotion, you know? It's unbelievable.
It could be huge, strong. And that's the biggest beauty of fire. It goes from 0 to 10 in strength. And in between 0 and 10, you have all these little peaks and different ways of cooking with it. And it's very tender and very fragile.
Because that's the moment in which I was stealing the raw tortellino just made 1 second before from the hand of my grandmother.
I'm a cook that uses cooking to send this message of a way of living. I'm always cooking in remote places, in the wild, with fires. So my message is, get out of your chair, of your sofa, of your office, and go out.
That's why food is so important for me, because in many different creations I do, you can find that I'm trying to take you in that moment back to where you were a child.
We could go very slowly in ashes and little coals.
The smell is amazing. The smell is amazing.
Francis loves burned things. Not carbonized, just burned. So it's just got this wonderful, what they call Maillard crust. What would get you fired in another restaurant will make Francis fall in love with your technique.
When I say, in my blood, there's balsamic vinegar, and in my muscles are made by Parmigiano, it is true. It is true. Voila.
I seldom invite people to have lunch or dinner with me, but they're really chosen because I can't spend time with people that I don't enjoy. I can't do it anymore as theater. I make choices, and that's a beautiful thing about growing up, learning to say no in a nice way. You say no.
Parmigiano is the taste of Parmigiano is the perfect umami, the perfect balance between sweet, savory, acidic, and bitterness. You know, you don't feel anything, but there is everything there.
Whenever you grill or you cook something in a griddle, you have to be very respectful of that first contact. If this is a steak for me, and I look at it, and I say, well, I'm going to cook it for 9 minutes, I put it there, leave it there for 6 minutes, and then turn it for the last three. Because what happens is that when you put it on a surface which is hot, the first thing it does, it's going to stick to it. But slowly, it will make this crusty layer, and you will be able to move it without breaking it. I don't believe in flip and flopping food. You have to respect what you cook.
And we had to find a way to experiment so that we could develop our cuisine faster and more passionately.
When you cook with fires, when you build a fire, is a bit like making love.
Stimme ich vollkommen zu.
It's one of the most beautiful things, food-wise, that South America gave to the world.
The smell is amazing. The smell is amazing.
Potatoes are a symbol of the end.
Dann kann auch mal kommen und was probieren. Los, probier.
I decided to take potatoes from South America to Germany. It's one of the most beautiful things, food food-wise that South America gave to the world.
Man kann auch mal gucken kommen.
We find out it was impossible to take them, so we decide to smuggle the potatoes. We smuggle half a ton of potatoes in our bags into Germany. The maître d'hôtel comes to see me and says, sir, would you like to come and choose silverware? And I said, no, I don't want any silverware or flowers. I'm going to put 300 kilos of dirty potatoes on the linen in the middle of the table. So he says to me, you can't do that here. I said, well, yes, I will. And I'm not going to wash them. They will have dirt as they came.
Wow, can I have some more, please?